Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Monday, June 20th. Here's what's trending on Q104. Yesterday was Juneteenth, the federal holiday which celebrates the end of slavery in the United States. Juneteenth is being observed today, which means many buildings are closed, like the post office and all federal and county offices. Libraries are closed today, along with most banks. Last night in Washington, D.C., a teen was killed and three others were shot, including a D.C. Metro police officer, in a shooting that happened during an unpermitted event called Mochella, a Juneteenth celebration. The shooting occurred after the event had already been shut down. It was reported on Friday that the Cleveland Browns are apparently hoping for a new $1 billion stadium as part of an expensive lakefront redevelopment plan. The report goes on to say Browns owners Jimmy and Dee Haslam want a covered stadium and are even open to moving the city-owned arena to a new location near downtown to get it. No specifics on who would be paying for all this, but the story speculates that taxpayers would be footing most of the bill. The Guardians stay hot. They took 2 out of 3 from the Los Angeles Dodgers over the weekend. They're now a game out of first place behind Minnesota, and a huge series with the Twins beginning tomorrow night. Some off and on showers today will stay mostly cloudy in the 70s, heating up again tomorrow. 65 right now. That's what's trending on Q104.
Waking you up every morning. I said, waking you up!
I'm up.
Woo! Broadcasting from the Halley Building in downtown Cleveland, it's the Q Morning Show on Q104.
Adele's Las Vegas residency is in jeopardy again. While Adele had promised the shows would happen this year, The Sun claims that it's looking more and more unlikely, especially since staff at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace have been told they're laid off for the summer. They were told they won't need to return until Rod Stewart's residency, which begins in September. One report claimed Adele's show was going to move to Planet Hollywood, but The Sun claims the venue is booked until about Christmas time with other residencies from stars like John Legend and Shania Twain. Kim Kardashian cheers as the best dad, Kanye West, for Father's Day. Kim shared a picture of Kanye with their 4 kids in her Instagram stories and wrote, "Thank you for being the best dad to our babies and loving them the way you do. Happy Father's Day. Yay." The two were also seen Friday at their daughter North's bass game, but the pair didn't sit together. A source says they did talk a little bit, according to an eyewitness, but at least they are getting along. And the Chrisleys break their silence on fraud convictions. On the Chrisley Confessions podcast, ironic podcast name, Todd and Julie Chrisley gave a brief message about going through their tax evasion conviction.
You know, it's a very sad, heartbreaking time for our family right now.
Todd said they're not allowed to talk about it at the present time, and there will come a time where they will. He said they would continue to do the podcast for as long as they get to do it, and then their children, Chase and Savannah, who were on Chrisley Knows Best, will take it over when they cannot do it. Here's what we can watch on TV tonight. The Stanley Cup Final is on ABC. The Neighborhood and NCIS is on CBS. Don't Forget the Lyrics and Beat Shazam is on Fox. American Ninja Warrior and The Weakest Link is on NBC. Below Deck Sailing Yacht is on Bravo. Anything else you need, Hollywood and more, always up at Q104.com. You can get it there as well as on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!